1FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman, and welcome to another edition of Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital. And today we have Dr. Tan G. Lim, orthopedic surgeon, with us.
Okay, I'm going to start, before we get into anything else, I'm going to start with this question. There are those who believe that our bodies were never built for running. Our design, is that true? Or is it false?
Oh, that's a loaded one.
It's a loaded question, but yes, I've heard a lot of people, I'll admit, most of them are very sedentary, but I have heard it.
You're talking about yourself.
I like to use the excuse because I've heard it, but is it true?
Of course not.
No, we are built to run.
Well, if you're not built to run and you happen to live in Africa, you'd be long dead.
You'd be long dead, yeah, exactly.
So you need to run.
Yeah.
So the question is, how quick can you run and the distance that you're talking about? Obviously, this is the month of November. We're heading to Stan Chart Marathon. And
yes.
Today's topic is on marathon training.
Yeah.
So the answer is we're built to run, but the distance at which you embark upon, like a 42-kilometer marathon run, that is not what we normally built to run.
Okay.
And then you talk about sprinters. You think about Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Okay, 100-meter dash and kind of stuff. So these need training. But in terms of a bipedal locomotion, I mean on your feet and walk and run and jog a bit, yes, you're built to run.
We are built. Our bodies
are built to run. The development of the different muscle joints and kind of stuff to lower the impact when you run. Remember Julie Butt? She used to run bare feet and one time you studied her movement and then your shoes. So yes, we are made to run. You can run very long. Your feet, the skin of the sole is different from that of the other part. For one thing, there's no hair.
Mm.
Okay. You have a little bit of cushion and kind of stuff. And that helps you.
Okay.
So we are, in evolutionary terms, adapted to run.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have grown to run. Okay. So I have no excuse.
You have no excuse now. Yeah.
I have no excuse.
There we go. You got to get up and run. I know.
Okay.
About your special body.
All right. There we go.
Thank you, Dr. Tan. When we come back, I would like to find out about stretching before a run. Should you do it or should it only be done after your run?
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Welcome back. We are with Dr. Tan G. Lim, orthopedic surgeon at Glen Eagles Hospital.
The other question I have, stretching before running.
Yeah.
Some people say stretching before running isn't a good thing because you relax your muscles too much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where do we stand on that?
Okay, so there was a big debate in the sport community about stretching before or after you run. So cold stretch. So there are two kinds of stretching before you run, a cold stretch and a warm stretch. Yeah? A cold stretch means the muscle and the tissues are cold, so you are just walking up to your start point, you do a couple of stretches, and then you start to run. So those are useful as a wake-up call to the system, the joints and the bones, as well as the muscles and tendons, to kind of get ready for the action.
Okay.
You don't want to start sprinting straight away. That would be not an ideal situation.
Right.
But you don't want to push too much because then you can run the risk of microscopic tears and you push strains and kind of stuff.
Right.
On the other hand, it would be ideal after a round or two where you get into a light sweat where you find that you've a bit warm up, you step aside and do your stretch out. You will notice there's a big difference between the two stretches. Glenn might want to chip in at this point because then you warm up. Then you find that you can reach a bit further, your muscles are more pliable, your joint tendons are better. That would be a good point to really give it a nice stretch and go.
Okay.
The third point of stretch will be after your run. We all will go to the pub, have a drink.
Yeah,
hey,
absolutely.
Have a good chat, buddy. Yeah. But the reality is that you are really, really warm up now. The whole system is on the go.
Okay.
So that's where you need to step aside, do a nice cool down stretch. That you, the body is warm, you stretch it, you prevent a lot of injuries going that way.
Okay.
So in my practice, you see two groups of people. One who is very flexible.
Mm.
They hardly come for strains and sprains.
Mm.
And then the other group are the very stiff guys. You know, some of these guys that you see, like, you know, these are the guys that tend to get strains because they are not flexible. So in other words, pliable, flexible muscles are very useful and very helpful in preventing injuries, where stiff are not. So it's good to stretch. And therefore, remember, a warm stretch and a cool down stretch
is
useful.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Tan. When we come back, we'll discuss some of the injuries that you may encounter when running a marathon.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Certainly hope you're enjoying the segment. It is Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital. And we have been talking to Dr. Tan G. Lim, orthopedic surgeon.
What are some of the typical injuries that people who prepare for marathons go through? From your experience, what have you seen?
Okay, so marathon goes into the realm of the endurance sports. Mm. Okay, most of the injuries that come is versus rugby, the World Cup just finished, you had a great game, or American football, which is, it's an impact sport, for lack of a better word, some call it collision sport, you basically run with each other. So marathon, triathlon, and all these are endurance sports. So you tend to get overused injuries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You overuse a particular part in the case of marathon, we'll focus on it, then a lower limb. So the feet, the knee joint, the hip, these are the common areas of injuries. I brought some models, I'll bring it up and perhaps discuss it. So one of the things that we see a lot is the runner's heel, also known as plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
Impacted. Okay. So you see this spot around here, this red spot. So that is a repeated impact. Okay. So it's due to most of the time is due to overwork of the lower limb, the calf muscles, and the tightness. We talk about stretching.
Yeah.
So this is critical.
Okay.
This is where the saying goes: prevention is better than cure. Stretch. What should you do? You should stretch. So the kind of stretch is you put your big toe up against the wall, and then you lean the whole body up, keeping your knee straight. You feel the stretch in your hamstring and your calf.
Right.
But that is a useful thing to prevent it.
Okay. Interesting. Thank you very much, Doctor, for joining us.
There we go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore. We'll see you next week at 8:15 a.m.